Incoming message from Haxcom.
Okay, truckers. Looks like Atrus 5060 is unavailable to do his usual report, and since he did me a solid last week while I was having a bad go of it in Cubicle 3, I'm happy to return the favor. Here goes. Good evening, truckers.
Oh, sorry, sir, but you have to do the voice.
What? The voice?
Yeah, it's in the presenter's agreement.
Oh, you're kidding me. No, I'm not doing the voice.
Okay, but there's some penalties listed here if you don't.
Like what?
Well, the first one is about being the attendant for Cubicle 3 for a month. Then there's something
Good evening, chuckers! Atrus 5060 here with this week's Stargard report, courtesy of Canon Interstellar!
I'm doing the voice. Yay, it's the voice.
For another week, the brave, independent, anti-Xeno pilots did the job that the superpowers and Aegis couldn't do and swept Thargoid forces out of all systems facing incursion. Well done, all of you. You are a lovely lot indeed. But while we continue to find victory when those dastardly Thargoids are willing to show their faces...
Do they have faces? Well, I'm not actually sure.
Anyway... Victory is much more elusive when they hide in the shadows. So the following systems, which were infested last week, are now facing incursions this week. Oh, a list of systems to read. Those are my very favorites. Hang. Quiamoni. Oh, boy. Abdonada. Oh, that's a diddly doodah. Svaratia. Valtam. And Sokolsi. Sokolsi? Oh, well. Oh, yes, and Tharg is being very sneaky in Sokolsi. He attacked Muradov Station, declared a war, and then didn't bother to show up. Thargoid forces in that system are hiding in little groups detectable only as non-human signal sources. The Eagle Eye Network, oh, see, Aegis is good for something after all, is reporting more sneaky Thargoids infesting the following systems. Yay, more systems. Rasaste? What easy one. HIP-12155. Carpaka, not to be confused with a car park. Wakandini? How do you say the two I's? Eini, I think, anyway. Hang? And Svaradia. Well, of course, Hang and Svaradia were also in last week's Eagle Eye list, so hopefully we have two fewer systems at risk this week. Or they may start reporting something different tomorrow. Fog of War, you know. Next up is Commander Falco Tuk. Oh, wait, that's me. Oh, except it's not me right now. I'm Atrus 5060. Oh, this is very confusing. Commander Tuk will deliver the Hexwing briefing and let all of our brave AX truckers know where we will be striking back at these caustic critters. Good luck out there, for the mug.
Okay, Hexwing. This week we need our combat pilots to report to Zvaratia for standard incursion defense. Once that is cleared, we will move on to the infestation and Rasasti to help the independent faction Cooper Industries and prevent them from suffering a third station attack. For our rescue pilots, we're going to try something a little different. Tharg has refused to join in open combat in Sokolsi, but obviously still wants to raid the snack tin of Muranov Station. You are going to get in there and raid it first. Get as many civilians out of that station and ferry to the rescue ship that you can. Once Tharg realizes there's no crisps left, we hope he will leave the system and we can get the station into Operation Ida's repair queue. And if you're able to run the Hutton Helper and the ED Market Connector while you're doing it, LCU No Fool Like One would appreciate the data it will collect. And you know how much the boffins like their data. Okay, truckers, let's mount up, fight hard, ferry many, and defend the mug.
End Haxcom transmission. Defend the mug.